Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of June 27th. So much volatile energy, so much challenge of self-deception and confusion, and so much opportunity to stay tuned to your heart. A theme from this week's poem, "Let Me Always Follow Kindness." So Tuesday, June 28th, the planet Neptune goes retrograde at 25 degrees of Pisces. It will stay retrograde until December 3rd when it goes forward again at 22 degrees of Pisces. And for my new listeners, don't be concerned about the degree measurements in the zodiac wheel if that doesn't work for you. You'll still get a sense deeply of how to dance with these archetypes in a really empowering way. So Neptune, the visionary, the dreamer, named after Poseidon, the god of the seas, what's below the surface. Neptune is the archetypal energy in all of us that wants to vision, that wants to dream, that wants to be in altered state experience, to be in union and unity with a bigger experience of oneness. It's in its power sign of Pisces right now. Pisces, the zodiac sign that is about the fluid, intuitive dissolving of regular reality and opening to the more mysterious, intuitive, dreaming part of yourself. When a planet turns retrograde, it just means from our perspective on the Earth, it's stopping and turning backwards in its orbit. Of course, it doesn't do that physically, but energetically it does. Retrograde periods with planets are when the archetypal energy does a timeout and says, oh, let's go back. Let's take a time out and review and reassess. Now, Neptune retrograde, it's a couple of months long till the end of the year. It's going to challenge you to look at where are you in unhealthy Neptune experiences. The wounded side of this archetype is the victim, the addict, the escapist, the one who is in self-deception and under its own spells, or is in an unhealthy way under the spell of another. And what, particularly when Neptune's in Pisces, where we can go under a spell is because we've got some deep fear or some nebulous energetic emotional experience that we're like, we're just confused. We've lost alignment with our own core spirit center. And many times when Neptune is retrograde, there is this deep quality of returning to your faith, returning to your heart, returning to the gift of compassion and embodied oneness. I'm not talking about spiritual bypass. I'm not talking about checking out. I'm talking about true walk in your talk of, can I keep my heart open? Do I believe enough in love that I can stay present in the midst of all the deep challenges, the heinous suffering that's going on in the world, the reversal of Roe v. Wade for many people, and just the whole eruption of a wounded side where we can feel victimized and we can feel caught under a spell. So notice in this week where some older, perhaps suffering part of you wants to get caught in some spell, and where another part of you says, whoa, attuned to my deep spirit truths, What do I believe in? What is my faith? Can I keep my heart open? Can I be with kindness and compassion in a grounded, real, fierce way? That's something to watch for, because Neptune, when it turns retrograde, it is energetically very present for all of us. So watch for the spells and say no. Watch for the heart opening in a grounded way and say yes. The same day, Tuesday, June 28th, we have the new moon at 7 degrees of Cancer at 7:52 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The new moon, the sun and moon together, inviting this monthly seed point of yin and yang, of active solar and inward receptive lunar. The sun as the hero, the heroine, the conscious self on its journey, its life journey, expressing itself. The moon, the instinctive nurturer archetype, the deep feeler, the definite non-cognitive one that's fluid like the ocean. They come together in the water sign of Cancer. Cancer is the energy connected to belonging, to home, whether it's your physical home, it's a sense of belonging with family or loved ones or community. It's about coming home to your own heart and nurturing and caring deeply. The new moon seeds a time, okay, where can I really be home to myself, to my people, to my country, to my community? Now, this new moon has a really strong activation also with the planet Jupiter in the sign of Aries. It's called a square. The sun and moon are together in the heavens, and they're 90 degrees away from Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is the teacher, wise one of us. It is the one connected, the archetype connected to how we expand our awareness, we share our wisdom, we grow, we learn, we are seekers. But also, the wounded side of Jupiter is definitely the big gas planet where we get full of our own dogmas and our own sense of my truth is the right one. So whenever Jupiter is active in an astrological cycle, we want to both look at expanding and opening up our wisdom, but we also want to be cautious about, are we getting on our soapbox? Now, Jupiter's in the sign of Aries right now. It's gone into Aries and started a new 12-year cycle, being in that sign for a year. And Aries is a fire sign of independence, courage, impulsiveness. Let's just do it. So the gift of Jupiter in Aries that we're all in now is expanding the wisdom of our own unique authenticity, trusting our own unique knowing, and trusting our sense of just go for it. But the blind side of Jupiter in Aries is selfish dogmatism. And so the tension we have at this new moon is there's this call to seed, both with our consciousness solar and our deep emotionality lunar, a way of belonging and being home, a tenderness, a love, a deep compassion again. And yet our independence and our individuality and our let's get on with it gets activated, particularly if we're scared now with all the profound changes in our society. So in this new moon time, can you be both? Can you be heart-opening, centered in belonging with whom and what you really belong to, and yet also open up to new ways of being and having the courage to say what you need and be with who you need to be with? Notice what happens. And notice the opportunity to let go of self-absorptive energy where you're selfish and you're just running over everybody. Listen to the Cancer part of you that says you can be true to yourself, but you can also keep your heart open. Let me always follow kindness in a conscious way. Friday, July 1st, dynamite energy, Mars square Pluto at 28 degrees of Aries and Capricorn. These two archetypes have a lot in common. They're all about will. Mars is the active warrior, warrioress, advocate one. We don't have to put a gender on it. It's very young. It's very active. It's like, go after what I desire. It also has to do with where we get angry and rageful. It's in its power sign of Aries right now, and it's really about this zest for just go do it. But also there is a deep wound with Mars in Aries about impulsiveness and not willing to stop and look and be grounded. It's just move. take action, run over, okay? Pluto is about soul will. Pluto is about deep, profound transformation. It's the underworld deity, the god goddess of hell, the being of hell, and it wants deep systemic transformation. It looks for what's decaying. It looks for what's in the shadow that's being denied. It looks for duplicity. It looks for something that needs to deeply transmute poisons. And it's a relentless archetype. It's in Capricorn right now. It has been in Capricorn since 2008 and will continue to fully be in Capricorn until next year. When Mars squares Pluto, we have this will, dynamic will struggle. The personal ego, Mars, wants something. The soul wants often something else. So Mars square Pluto is a deep challenge to say, what's rising in you? Where are you getting pissed off? Where are you wanting to run over? Where are you wanting to fight? Where are you wanting to channel violence in some way to yourself or other? And Pluto says in Capricorn, very grounded earth sign, about integrity and responsibility, says that's not sustainable. And challenges you to say, okay, you've got this dynamic young energy. How can you use it masterfully? How can you use it with integrity? How can you use it for the greater good of all? Don't damp your fire, but use it. Use it wisely. And you'll be looking at where we see this week in our collective experience, because people are fired up. People are pissed off. Whichever way you're believing around abortion rights, people are fired up, and that's important. Follow the truth of your fire. But Pluto says, clean out the shadow material, clean out the unconscious violence, the duplicity, the power over. It's coming down. And this is particularly potent because the United States right now is in a profoundly rare astrological cycle called its Pluto return. I've spoken about that before, and many, many astrologers are speaking about it. It basically means when the United States was born in 1776, it has a birth chart like people do. And Pluto was in a certain place in the sky when the U.S. was born, and Pluto has come back after 248 years to the same place in the sky it was when it was born. When the country is born. Now, people never have a Pluto return because it takes too long, but countries do, and eras do. And when a planet returns to where it was in the heavens, when something was born, there is a full cycle completion. And for the country, it's a soul initiation. It's like time to do your shadow work, United States. What's been hidden in the shadows? What about how you utilize power? What needs to be transformed? What's dying that has to die? Pluto in the United States chart, Pluto right now in Capricorn. Capricorn is this grounded earth sign that has to do with our structures, how we organize our executive function. So we see it. There's no surprise. And the Pluto return is exact for the United States. February of 2022 till October of 2023. But it is such a profoundly rare cycle. We've been feeling it for at least 10 years, if not more. And we'll still see the repercussions of it into the rest of this decade. Now, let me read to you a couple short things from some astrologers about the Pluto return. Alex Miller in The Mountain Astrologer says, the U.S. has experienced its first Pluto return, a period of reset for the nation's power base, unleashing forces of transformation, decay, death, rebirth, and renewal. It's a cosmic karmic turning point, a watershed event with far-reaching ramifications for the country, its people, their leadership, and the very form of government. A Pluto cycle strips us down to our bare bones and says, let go of what no longer works. Let go of what is decaying. Let go what is poisonous. Release it. And also, astrologer Brittany Berenger says, Pluto rules death and rebirth, influencing the end and beginning of new karmic cycles. Pluto is a riddle shrouded in mystery. In astrology, this celestial body signifies the death of old traditions, the birth of new ones, and annihilating problematic dogma you've come to recognize as part of your DNA. A Pluto return, therefore, spells a metamorphic change in the country's U.S. astrological history, as it's forced to meet the most hidden and not so noble parts of itself. It's a time to air out the grievances, reflect, and completely rebrand, if you will. So, this week's Mars square Pluto, yes, it's personal. Many of you are very astrologically sensitive to the archetypes, but recognize the context, the bigger frame of what's happening. This Pluto return in the United States, this recent Supreme Court ruling overturning, all that that is evoking, just as the murder of Black people evoked Black Lives Matter, just as the duplicity and violent sexual harassment and assault activated Me Too. We are in these deep Pluto times. If you're living in the United States, if you're American, or if you're any way connected to the U.S., it's here. And this week we'll get a reminder with that Mars square Pluto at the end of the week. Okay, what's decaying in my own use of action, power? What needs to be transformed? Use your rage, use your fire effectively to transform yourself. First, turn your lead into gold. And through that, what are you called to do on behalf of the collective to help us all navigate the profound death and rebirth cycle of the Pluto return of the United States? So, dear ones, attune with that new moon. Open your heart, be in your belonging, and be in your fire. Lean in. Here's a poem for this week. It's called "The Hardest Part is People" by Karen Holden. The hardest part is people. So Lord, help me face them without rancor or disappointment. Help me see the pain behind their actions rather than the malice, the suffering rather than the rage. And in myself, as I struggle with the vice of my own desire, give me strength to quiet my heart, to quicken my empathy, to act in gratitude rather than need. Remind me that the peace I find in the slow track of seasons or an uncurling fern frond is married to the despair I feel in the face of nuclear war, we could say civil war, potentially. Remind me that each small bird shares atoms with anthrax, with tetanus, with acid rain, we could also say COVID. That each time I close my heart to another, I add to the darkness. Help me always follow kindness. Let this be my prayer. May you be empowered to follow your heart and remember your true belonging this week. And stay awake and use your fire and will well. Thank you all for your continued support. Tell your friends about this podcast. Have them come in and get the support for being astrologically sensitive. A reminder, every month I do an inner astrology workshop where I take a current cycle and help you deepen into how to navigate with it, including group process, guided imagery, and deep support for you. You can come to it live or you can catch the recording. Next one is Saturday, July 16th. It's about Jupiter in Aries. Seed a new phase of courageous authenticity. Saturday, July 16th, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. Go to my website on theedgesofchange.com and sign up. Thank you so much. Bless you. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.